Right after the Holocaust, Russia was one of the first countries to actually, the United Nations, vote and back the Jewish state of Israel. And this guy hated us as much as Hitler. Yimach shemo v'zichro. There was a communist party in Israel that had a hand in starting the state of Israel, that was part of the communist party that still had ties after World War II back to Russia, because at that time, Russia was also threatened by Hitler. And at that time, Stalin believed that Israel was going to be a communist state. He says, hey, I thought the Jews were going to be standing in the way of communism, and yet they're about to inaugurate a state that's going to be a satellite communist state of Russia.
What do you remember from the time when Stalin collapsed on Purim 1953? How did the kibbutz react to this?
We were all sympathizers of the Soviet Union for simple reasons. This is the site from which we expected our lives to be saved. No doubt, great sympathizers of the Soviet Union, of the Soviet partisans, Soviet army, and of its leader, who was Stalin. We had no reason to doubt. The only thing for which he was known already as openly anti-Semitic was the doctrine. Soviet Union supported the creation of Israel. The day when the Soviet delegate in the United Nations, Andrei Gromyko, who was the foreign minister, declared that the Soviet Union supports the creation of two states in Palestine, which means recognizing the Jewish state. Without Soviet help, I don't know if Jerusalem will remain in Jewish hands because of the Czech arms that came into the country.
The first 29 years of the existence of the State of Israel was under a left-wing, a socialist series of governments. In Eretz Israel itself, there was a communist political party. When Stalin died in 1943, Davar, which was the communist newspaper, had a 2-inch bold headline which said, "Our leader has died." The leader who had killed somewhere between 20 and 30 million people